540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. That new three-city rail commission is already making progress. On Friday, a big step was taken towards a long-discussed train line linking Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and now Chicago. The new MARC commission met for the first time Friday in Racine and approved an agreement with Chicago's Metra system, opening the door for possible Metra service north of Kenosha. Leaders say at this point they want to try and use existing Union Pacific tracks through downtown Racine and Kenosha. There would also be stops at Mitchell and Milwaukee's Intermodal Station. At this point, members of that committee are still working out the final costs, while some members of that committee are skeptical about winning enough federal money. The trial for the judge starts in 1 week. Jury selection starts this week. Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan will stand trial starting December 15th on charges she helped an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE agents outside her courtroom. The case focuses on what happened in the courthouse hallway in April when federal agents tried to arrest Eduardo Flores Ruiz. Jury selection starts Thursday with potential jurors coming from 12 surrounding counties. Video footage showing the encounter will likely be key evidence. The trial is expected to last about a week. Judge Dugan denies the allegations. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Wauwatosa police are sorting out two crashes last night that sent two officers and two others to the hospital. The first crash happened at about 6:40 near Highway 100 in Burleigh. A little over an hour later, another officer was hit by a car while working a wreck near 121st and Blue Mound. That officer is expected to recover. Police haven't released details about the other injuries. Both crashes are still under investigation. Waukesha County Communications Center Operations Manager Chris Becker says they're launching artificial intelligence dispatchers. AI assistant Ava will answer non-emergency calls and will help rank calls in emergencies. Becker says Ava can handle a couple of hundred calls at the same time. The program is being funded with grants. And the lights will come rolling down the line tomorrow. A Canadian Pacific Kansas City holiday train is on its way to the region, arriving for events tomorrow and Wednesday. The festive train started in Maine and is heading to South Dakota. It arrives in Racine County tomorrow night. On the 10th, there are stops in Tosa, Heartland, Oconomowoc, Watertown, and Columbus. In addition to the lights, the music, and more, it's also an effort to collect donations for local food banks. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be cloudy today with a high right around 27 this afternoon. Tonight, snow likely. It's not going to be a lot, less than a half inch. We'll drop to 19. And then tomorrow, a little off and on rain and snow with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at WAUKradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.